Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, good morning, New York, New York. Broadcasting live off of Wall Street, but with the towers in Hackensack, New Jersey. I love this about the station. Towers in Hackensack, New Jersey. You got to love that, man. And it's AM 970, The Answer, from Salem Media. We are the proud flagship radio station of Salem Media, the 110 stations they have around the country. We are the number one station, if I may humbly say, with the greatest of humility, and proud to be here with Joe Piscopo, Frank Morano, Al Gattulo's here, your humble Ready for Drive Time players, and Debbie's on assignment. We miss Debbie, but Tom Notes watching the roads for you. Joe Lundberg coming up with the weather momentarily. 725 right now, 725. As I look at the clock, Paul Benet is the president of Sentinel Consulting, LLC. This is a leader in the security industry. And we want to talk to Paul about do you put security in churches? Paul, welcome to the program.
Joe, good morning.
Hey, man, I had crazy, crazy times, Paul Benet. Crazy times. I mean, you see it. You've been talking about the issue of security in places of worship for years. Could you give us an idea of the security that most churches have in place now?
Well, you know, it's sad to say, Joe, that most churches aren't addressing the matter of security at all. In fact, about 75% of churches don't even have a security plan. And interestingly enough, when you ask a lot of those churches about security, they think security is a security camera or an alarm system. And that's really not it. It's really a plan. But, you know, Joe, I think why that is that a lot of times when people go to church, it's the place where they put their guard down. It's the place where they surrender to their maker. And they're focused on something completely different than the activities that are happening in this world. And for that reason, it's almost a natural feeling that you should feel more secure, more safe in a house of worship and not have to worry about those type of things. And I think that's probably some of the hesitation that churches have, is that they don't want to create that stigma.
Yeah, now, I mean, you're an expert, Paul Benet, but here's this creepy kid. He's got to look like a creepy kid. He's the only white kid in this black church. I mean, here you got a profile in law enforcement in this regard. And you're saying, Paul Benet, if there's a plainclothes guy, maybe undercover guy, he would see that. He would have saw that red flag a mile away.
Well, you know what? There's every church has an usher. And those ushers there, not every church can have a security detail or a security ministry. And some do warrant having that level of, protective platform in their church. But every usher can be taught some basic things about how to read a person.
Oh, very interesting.
When someone comes into the church and just by asking them a couple questions and reading the demeanor off of them from those questions, you can kind of get a gauge of whether or not the person's there for sincere purposes or maybe some other purpose. And this type of training here is really, this is the basic type of training that we're saying that churches should have, is that they need to have a security plan where they're giving the people that are in charge of running the ministry the basic tools to identify potential hazards to the church.
Interesting. You could do it with just simple as that. Just as simple as that. An usher will know, and then he'll know if something's out of the ordinary.
You know, I think that that's really native to all of us. I mean, if any of us were to talk to this guy, and I know nothing about this wacko, but if any of us were to talk to this guy, we would probably pick up on a couple things that weren't right. Yeah. I mean, just look at his picture. You can tell that there's a couple cards short up top.
Yeah, it's true. But you go to a church and you're at a Bible, Wednesday Bible night. It's like you're looking. Oh, here's a soul that can be saved. This creepy goes in, takes advantage of something like that. It makes me crazy. And Paul, you wrote a book called Six Foundational Steps to Starting a Secure Ministry. What were some of the steps that you did outline in that book, if I may?
Number one step, Joe, recognize that there's a need, that the leadership, the pastoral staff, the leadership of that church needs to recognize that there's a need to address security. Not overboard. We're not going crazy with it. We're just recognizing that, you know what? We live in a fallen world. We live in a world where evil resides. And because of that, we need to take precautionary steps. Just the same way when you get in a car, you wear a seatbelt. You know, these are basic things that we need to do. That's step number one.
Yeah,
step number two, Joe, is you got to put somebody in charge of the responsibility. Someone's got to lead the responsibility of pulling together what it is you're going to do to create a security plan.
Yeah, and then, but if you're in the church, what do you do if you're like a parishioner and you're sitting there and you see something that looks askew? Do you go over? Would you suggest, Paul, that you go over, or you go to the usher, maybe say that guy looks a little weird? That might be more appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely. When you put together, first of all, awareness from every parishioner is key. And we don't want to diminish the fact that you're going to church and you want to be able to close your eyes and pray. You want to be able to lift your hands, whatever it may be that you form as a form of a worship. You want to be able to do those things. So we don't want people to be able to remove that from what they're going to church for. But everyone needs to be aware. And if you see a new person, if you see somebody out of place, you know, you need to welcome them. And then just use your human instinct to see if something's not right. And then elevate it from there. I mean, we know this stuff as people. We know when we see somebody that's not right. And you know what? The church is the place that wants to welcome those people. They want to say, look, you can be broken. You can come here broken. You're accepted broken. But you also have to have a degree of awareness to say, you know what? Just because we invite broken people in here doesn't mean that we're going to be vulnerable to them.
Good advice. Paul Benet, president of Sentinel Consulting, LLC. This is the leader in the security industry. Paul, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And come back again. Keep us posted, will you?
Will do, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good day. 7:32 right now. Let me